Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, we are going to talk about this amazing program that involves the Way Memorial Community Health Center and the National Institute for Medical Assistant Advancement, or NEMA is much easier to say. And we're laughing here because my two guests that will be joining me today is Miranda Green, and Miranda is the Chief Human Resource Officer at Way Memorial Community Health Centers. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
And my second guest is Shauna Timmy, and she is a Certified Clinical Medical Assistant, and you just went through the NEMA program, correct?
I did.
And so we're going to, you know, let our listeners know about this really amazing, amazing program that we have right in our backyard. So, Miranda, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the Way Memorial Community Health Centers and also the NEMA program?
Absolutely, Carol, I'd love to. So Way Memorial Community Health Centers is a federally qualified health center, actually the fourth largest in the state of Pennsylvania, which is great. We have about 375 employees, and we have 18 locations across four counties, and we're really excited about the continued growth of the organization and the ability to partner with the NEMA program and to offer medical assistant training not only to our current employees, but to offer that to folks that want to come and join us that don't currently work for Wayne. This program has been in full swing for about 2 years now, but we were building it for a couple of years behind the scenes before it was able to go live. And we've been really excited to see the growth of the program and have several graduates now that have joined our workforce in mm-hmm. positions as medical assistants.
Right, because you mentioned there's 18 different sites. Is that a possibility of if and when someone becomes a medical assistant, they can be placed in one of those sites?
Absolutely. So NEMA has some requirements that you have to be trained in a primary care office. Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers offers not only primary care, but women's health, urgent care setting, behavioral health, and pediatrics, which is technically a division of primary care, but is generally not a place where our students are trained. Mm-hmm. So post-certification and completion of the program, they can be placed at any one of those 18 locations.
Wow. What an opportunity for someone, correct?
Absolutely.
So, you know, Shauna, can you tell us, since, you know, you just recently became a medical assistant, you know, what is a medical assistant?
A medical assistant, technical term, is an allied health professional who supports the works of a physician, a nurse practitioner, or a physician's assistant. But when I became a medical assistant, I became a part of an amazing team right at our Honesdale location. We are just one big happy family. So when you do graduate, you join another family.
Right. And I could say that, you know, when I work at Wayne Memorial Hospital, you do. You become part of a family, which really great. And, you know, so you're not new to the community health centers,
no,
though, right?
I'm not. Probably 10 years.
Right.
But
you know, realized this was a great opportunity for you.
Yes, I did. I left for a very short period of time, and then I reached out to my manager, my old manager, and I asked to come back. And she found me a place here at the Honesdale location as a patient care assistant while I was doing the NEMA program, and once I was certified, she found me a provider to work for.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you do on a daily basis. But Miranda, are there any requirements for the program?
There are. So NEMA has their own requirements, which includes a high school diploma or a GED, and being a resident of the state in which you wish to work.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but you would become an employee of Way Memorial Community Health Centers, not only for your training, but post-training as well. And so we do have requirements for that, which would include all of the background checks and clearances that are required to work in healthcare. We pay for all of those and we walk you through that process, but it includes fingerprinting, a child abuse clearance, and just adhering to a drug screen, things like that, mm-hmm. So that we can have you join employment with Wayne Memorial while going through the NEMA program.
Right. And that's, you know, when you talk about those requirements, the fingerprinting and stuff, that's usually required of any employee, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So, any employee.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like Wayne Memorial Hospital, we have those same standards, and it's based on, you know, higher up guidelines and policies and procedures.
Really,
and
just
stuff.
To ensure the safety of our right. workforce and of the patients, because our primary reason for being here is to provide healthcare. So these are the regulating body's requirements, and we adhere to them.
Mm-hmm. So Shauna, coming back to you, you know, how long was the program, and you know, do you receive a degree, certification? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So the whole program is about 8 months. There are breaks every 2 months. You'll get a week off. And then the final week of the program is credentialing week. And that week they want you to actually take your certification exam, either a CMA, a CCMA, or an RMA. And then even if you don't pass your exam that week, you can retake the exam, but you will still graduate the program without passing the credentialing exam.
Okay. And would you say it was challenging?
Yes, it is very challenging, unless you are good with time management. You have to set a schedule for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
On certain days, say on Mondays, I would always do my A&P classes. Tuesdays, I would do my skills. Wednesdays, I would do, you know, some other mm-hmm. course. And then on Friday, I would take my exam for the week.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so you really have to get a binder or a little calendar and write down what you're doing that day and make sure you do it that day.
Because mm-hmm.
if you don't, you will get lost.
Right. I'm sure. And, that, and you know, that's, you know, if someone's listening and is interested in the program, that's one skill that would be needed, right? Time management.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which and is, organizational skills.
Right. And again, that just is going to carry over into that long-term position of an MA when you move forward and, you know, complete the program, mm-hmm. right? You know, does someone get paid, Miranda? You know, when they go through the program, Shauna mentioned it's eight months long. You know, is there any cost or do they get paid when they, you know, go through the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the reasons that Wayne Memorial Community Health Center decided to partner with NEMA is because we were allowed flexibility and decision-making with regard to those parameters. And we wanted to make this easy for our students and for our employees. And we wanted to eliminate barriers that may have otherwise existed for other programs financially that may not have enabled them to complete those successfully. Or maybe they've been wanting to do this for some time and have put that off for that reason. So we do pay all of our employees that are in training in the NEMA program. We created a career ladder program, which Shauna had referred to. She was in the position of a patient care assistant.
Mm-hmm.
That enables us to hire these folks full-time, pay them their living wage during that time for full-time employment, as well as benefits. And then we actually cover their cost for tuition if they do make a commitment to working in the capacity of a certified medical assistant for 18 months post-program.
Mm-hmm.
So the only cost to the applicant is an application fee of $25. And so they do have to pay that up front out of pocket. And then it actually does, in a lot of cases, get returned to them by NEMA as their tuition is being paid and they're moving through the program. But at most, it would be a $25 fee that they would pay for this very substantial education and an ability to move forward in their career.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Shauna had mentioned, once you complete the program and you're certified, you then move into another position, which is a certified medical assistant, and employees do receive a raise upon entering into that new role.
I mean, I'm sitting here going, wow. Like, if I was really just coming out of high school or have my GED and I wasn't sure, but I wanted to be in the medical field, this is a great opportunity for those individuals.
100%. It's also a really good opportunity for those folks that are looking to make a career change,
right.
Or really want to dive further into the arena in which they're already performing duties. So some of our other folks that have entered into the program were medical secretaries, for mm-hmm. a long time. So they were working the front end of things, having that patient interaction at the front desk, learning some of the aspects of patient care and the clinical things, but not really diving as deep into what that can look like.
Right.
And sometimes not having that rewarding interaction with the patients to actually see a change in health outcomes. And so moving into this position as a medical assistant really allows them to see things from a different angle,
mm-hmm.
And to become part of that healthcare team on a different level.
Right.
So not only is it really great for those folks that are just starting out their careers, but it can be a game changer for those that are in the middle of their career and are looking for a change of pace too.
I mean, that again, that is just an awesome opportunity for someone out there. And so, you know, I know Sean and Miranda just talked about, you know, those different skills. Can you kind of share with our listeners what does like a typical day, I can't say typical because no day, right? No day is ever typical. You walk in, you do have a plan, but sometimes you need to be able to adjust that plan, right?
Yes.
So can you share with our listeners what does a day look like in the life of an MA?
It's my typical day. It starts off with reviewing the schedule for add-on appointments, like same-day sick appointments. Then I look at any messages that my provider sent me. That includes, you know, lab results or imaging results, provider responses to incoming phone messages. After that, I work on all refilling medications. There could be hundreds.
Oh, I'm sure.
By the time I finish that, my first patient arrives, so I room them. And then during the rooming process, you know, you have to document their chief complaint. I go over any preventative screenings that they may be due for. And then I refill their medications there in the office. I also do some point of care testing that my provider allows me to do. Some providers don't. So if a patient comes in with any kind of respiratory illness, I'll perform like a COVID or flu swab. If they come in with any cardiac symptoms like chest pain, discomfort, I go ahead and perform the EKG before my provider even goes in the room with the patient. After that, I do patient callbacks throughout the whole day. I keep up on the prescription refills. And then the last thing I do in a day is chart prep. This is very important. I start off with printing a patient summary for each patient that's coming in the following day. I highlight anything that's pertinent in their chart, including preventative care measures like a breast exam if they are due for a mammogram, a PAP, a pneumovax, a flu vaccine, any kind of testing they're due for. And then I also check to see if they're on any kind of controlled medications and if they're due for an updated urine drug screening. This way I have everything ready for the next day. And another big thing that I do is if they're coming in for a hospital follow-up, I make sure that we have all the records from the hospital. And I highlight on there any medication changes, their reason for the hospital visit. And of course, if they were sent out for any referrals, like if they went in for urinary retention, if the hospital had already sent them for a urology consult, then my provider wouldn't have to send them for a urology consult. So the chart prep is a very big, important step because that sets you up for the next day.
Wow. All I can say is wow. I mean, I you know, working, you know, very closely with the community health centers, I realized how hard all of you do work. But to hear you just list everything out makes me want to go take a nap.
Yeah.
Because it sounds exciting. But it also sounds so rewarding.
It is. It is really very rewarding.
And you know, I heard you say a couple of times, your provider. So that forms another relationship, like you said. And you really get to form the relationship with the provider that's providing the service, plus the patients that see that provider. So,
Me and my provider, I work with Lisa Miller. She's a nurse practitioner, love her to death. but I'm like her right hand.
Right.
You know, if she needs something, I, you know, go and get it for her. I keep her on track during the day. I make sure she doesn't get too far behind with patients. and then I look at her desktop throughout the entire day and make sure I bring urgent phone calls, urgent results to her attention before the end of the day, so those patients aren't waiting.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Shauna, for so much that you do for our patients, really.
Of course. I love it.
So we only have like a minute left. Miranda, someone listening, if they want to apply, how can they do that?
So you can apply by going to nema.edu and submitting an application. The really important step is that you need to list your preferred externship site as Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. If you're looking for more information about the NEMA program or the partnership with Wayne Memorial, you can go to our new website, which is chcandme.org. And we do take 7 students per cohort. So every 8 months, roughly, there is a new cohort that begins. You can find out all that information on our website at chcandme.org or at nema.edu. You can also contact our NEMA program coordinator, who is Victoria Purdy. Her number is 570-251-6542, and her email address is purdyvi@wmh.org. And if you don't make it into the program or not accepted in your first go around, you can always reapply in the future. And it has been my absolute pleasure and honor to watch all of the students that have entered into and graduated from the program. We actually have an upcoming graduation just this week. And next week. And so I'm really excited about it and hope that anyone out there listening who's interested goes ahead and takes the leap to apply.
Wonderful. Miranda, Shauna, thank you so much for being on the show and talking about the, you know, Waymore Community Health Center NEMA program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.